Huge night for the Australian thoroughbred racing industry tonight in Hobart. The Australian Racehorse of the Year Awards is on at Mac 2 on the waterfront. The big names of racing will be present, and the name Winx is expected to be front and centre for the big award night. The racing industry in Tasmania doing very well at the moment, with the likes of Mystic Journey, The Inevitable, who's favourite for a Group 1 in Sydney at the weekend, and a horse that goes by the name of Shahitzi, who lives on a pretty good property at Campania. He's prepared by two women who formed a unique partnership in racing in the state, Chris Crook and Imogen Miller.
Yes, Imo and I have been in partnership now for about 4.5 years, and it was very advantageous for me. I was coming up to a stage where, with night racing, it was getting very difficult to run a business on my own, and I was also getting a lot older, and so having someone young and enthusiastic come into the business has been absolutely brilliant for me.
So how long have you been training horses?
35 to 40 years. a long time.
And Imogen, how did a partnership come about? Who made the first move?
Well, I don't know. I was sort of kicking around here doing some breakers and a bit of pre-training and riding a bit of track work for Chris. And I think maybe a few people sort of said to me, why don't you get a license and I'll send you a horse. And I sort of ummed and ahed and had a chat with Chris and sort of wanted to get her opinion on things. And then I don't know how we sort of a mutual thing, I think.
Yeah, I think it just came around. It just seemed the right thing to do.
How's it been? Successful?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty successful. I mean, we've been pretty lucky to have Shahitzi, really. He's been the flagship horse, obviously. And so I think, yeah, I think you could say it's been successful. I mean, I think it certainly works for both of us.
You mentioned Shahitzi. Tell us about that horse. You bred him.
Yes, we bred him here on the farm. He was born on the farm. We'd had quite a few foals, but he's obviously the standout one. And he's never left the farm.
What's he like?
That's a good question. He was a very difficult horse as a young horse to handle, very spooky, very unpredictable. This was about the time when Imo and I went into partnership, and so Imo has caught all the difficult times of riding him. And so while I think he's absolutely wonderful, I think he gave Imo a few turns early on in his career.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've certainly warmed to him over the last couple of years. Now, he's all right. He's a happier horse now, and he's I'd say he's a friendlier horse now, and he's sort of a quirky, funny horse now, whereas early days he was not very pleasant. That never is very endearing. And obviously Brendan's also had to put up with a fair bit of crap from him. He's all right.
Brendan's your jockey?
Yeah, Brendan's our jockey, and he's my partner, so he spends a fair bit of time hanging around here. You know, we put him to work, so that's obviously handy too.
Is he the sort of horse that loves racing?
Yeah, he loves racing. He really does love racing, and that's, I guess, why he's 8 and he's still, you know, tries so hard and he puts everything into it. And he's a great horse to watch race because, you know, he's giving everything, and he's a very hard horse to get past.
A lot of people listening, Chris, might say, well, you know, the horses don't really like what they're doing, but they do they?
A lot of them do. There are some who don't want to be there. A horse is a herd animal, and to run with a herd is natural to them. And that's what they do when they're racing. They're running with a herd. But there are some who really don't put in to the extent that a horse like Shahitzi does.
What do you do with them?
We rehome them into other disciplines of riding. A horse that maybe doesn't like racing might absolutely love dressage or pony club. So we try to fit the horses in. If they're not going to be race horses, then they turn to another life.
Any other question is the race horses that have come to the end of their career, what do you normally do?
Over the last 20 years, we have re-educated, we have rehomed. We always rehome with a policy of if you don't get on with this particular horse, please bring it back to us, and we will then try to find horses suit certain people. And so you try to match them up.
Imogen, tell us about the property here in the south of the state. It's a pretty good setup.
Yeah, we're really lucky. Chris has done a great job setting it up here. We've got a 1,400-metre track, and we've got a hill track that we can gallop on. We've got the pool, and the horses are all out in yards all the time. So they've got walk-in, walk-out boxes, and some of them are out in paddocks. So we're really lucky. It's really peaceful and the horses are happy out here.
What about the feed? Where does that come from?
Yeah, we purchase it all in. We do grow grass hay here. No, we don't get the oats locally. We buy them in from Victoria because we're a little bit concerned about contamination from poppy seeds. So that's been a bit of a problem for us in Tassie. But like I say, we get our supply from Victoria just to eliminate any possibility as much as we can. Yeah.
And Chris, for you, it's not just horse training. You've got the most magnificent vegetable garden out there.
Yes, I do. Now I've got a partner, I have time to spend in my vegetable garden, which I really like. We grow a lot of vegetables, we grow a lot of fruits, and yeah, pretty self-sufficient.
So what do you do with all the excess?
We have another business. We have a commercial kitchen, and the other business, Tasmanian Kitchen Pantry, is based around sauces, jams, chutneys, salt mixes, pepper mixes. My son's a chef, and yeah, I do that with him as well.
Sauces and horses.
They go together really well.
It's been a tough time though, hasn't it, in the south of the state with the closure of the Hobart track. How has that affected?
It's definitely has affected our business. A lot of our owners didn't want their horses going to Devonport all the time. The long journey and being able to start them again within a reasonable time after the trip. It definitely has made a difference to our business. It's made a difference to the syndication of horses. People, I think, have been waiting until the Hobart track is done. Let's put it this way. We'll be very, very glad when Hobart's back in business. It had to be done. It was a you can't make an omelette without cracking eggs situation. And it obviously, being a grass track, has taken longer than it did when they did Devonport and put in just a synthetic track, which was ready to go the day after it was laid down on the top side. Launceston starts fairly soon, and once a week we can race on grass.
And when do you think Hobart will be back?
They're hoping for it to open for the summer carnival this year, this season.
And will we see Shohitzi at the summer carnival in Hobart?
Yes. Yeah, no, he'll kick off in the Newmarket, which is at Launceston, and then he'll stay in Tassie for the Summer Racing Carnival, so should see him at Hobart.
Now, the racing industry in Tasmania at the moment, you've got a horse like Mystic Journey, which must be a big thrill for people like yourselves who are hoping to get such a horse like that.
Yeah, she's been great for Tassie, put us on the map a bit with racing and breeding. And like you say, it gives us hope that we might be able to get a Mystic Journey one day for sure.
And what about the owners? Diverse range of owners?
Yeah, we've got a really good group of owners at the moment. We're really lucky to have, Chris has had good loyal owners that have stuck around, stuck with us. And we've got a really good group of owners who want to be here. And there's people who've got own horses outright or half a horse, and there's also we've got quite a few people that have just got 5% or 10%, and it's great to have them around. And we have our little barbecues and get everyone out, and everyone mingles, and it's quite nice.
So the industry's pretty healthy here.
Yes, look, I think it is. A lot of people have a lot of criticism of it, but I think generally speaking, yeah, we're going along pretty well. I mean, our prize money's reasonable for Tasmania.
And just one final question about the property here, the water situation. How are you going with, the big dry? Have you got enough water?
We're pretty lucky. We have irrigation from the Coal River. We also purchased irrigation from the Stage 3, which just went through. While we'd like some more rain, we're going all right for water.
Which is good. And you're surrounded by vineyards and salads. You thought of growing some wine grapes?
We actually chainsawed our grapes out. Chainsaw and Roundup, that saw the end of them.
Why was that?
We only had about 1,000 vines, and we had them at the bottom of the valley. And once the roots got down into the really poor soil, the quality of the wine went down. And we decided it wasn't worth it. It was a lot of backbreaking work, a really severe frost, which killed not only this year's grapes, but next year's as well. And that was my husband's little baby, and he decided it wasn't worth it anymore.
Trainers Chris Crook and Imogen Miller, who work on the horse property at Campania, and which also contains a vet surgery and a commercial kitchen, along with Shahitzi.